What's up, everybody? How's it going? Welcome to another episode of Renaissance Bodybuilder. I am your host, Michael O'Toole. Yeah, how we feeling? How we doing? How we doing on this lovely, lovely day? What is today? Wednesday? Yeah, on this lovely, lovely Wednesday. Hump day in action. Well, for me, I am feeling pretty good. Feeling very, very accomplished, if you will. Maybe productive. No, accomplished. Accomplished. Yes. More so because this weekend I had an opportunity to not only find a trigger of mine, call it out, and then also, in a way, stand up for myself. And these were very these are the things that I am looking or was looking to do more of as I moved out of Houston, right? I'm looking to get into my own, and make all my own decisions and stand up for my own for my own beliefs and what I what I think and what I say. I guess long story short, I mean, I guess we could talk about that for a little bit. Like, so the trigger that I found out for myself is when people make assumptions about me, about what I do or anything that I have done or whatever, and then act accordingly, on those assumptions without question, without confirming anything. Just going off of straight up assumptions. That is triggering to me because growing up, that's what my mom did all the time. Not trying to make my mom look like a bad person here, but hey, she was alone. She did her best, you know what I mean? But nah, like it's one of those things where because it makes me feel powerless. It makes me feel like I can't say anything because you already have your mind made up about me. And I mean, I guess sure, it's a little bit of a control thing because now I feel like I can't control the narrative of my own life. But then also it's not a control in a bad way. It's just who you're assuming I am is just not who I am. So I want to correct you, but I can't because you already have made your mind up. So that is the annoying part. The, just not being able to change your mind regardless of what I say or even what I do past this point. So that is a huge, huge trigger of mine that I was able to stand up and say, hey, I don't like this. Coming out of character of who I am naturally. This is a new thing for me where I am actually like saying, look, I don't like this and this needs to change. And it felt great, man. It felt good, and come on. I know for some people it's just like, what do you mean? I do it all the time. Great for you. Great for you. As for me, nah, that's just not something I do all the time. Now doing so, it just feels great. It feels very liberating, if you will. So which kind of leads me into what I want to talk about today is the whole people pleasing. And I know this, I'm definitely be gonna go light on this, just because I'm not trying to have like long episodes. I just want quick, short episodes where you can come in, listen, get a word or two, and then keep it pushing. Because I'm trying to keep you here now. I mean, maybe later on down the line when I get myself established, then we can have full on long conversations. Cool, you know what I mean? Because I too listen to podcasts that are 1 hour, 2 hour long, but these podcasts have been around for how many years now? So I just can't come out the gate with long podcasts. But yeah, so topic is people pleasing and how Detrimental people pleasing can be to one's life, especially if they are trying to grow as a person and make their own decisions. So I wrote down a list of like what people pleasing will have people pleasers doing. And I know there are some people who are not people pleasers and don't understand the concept of people pleasing. So I'm hoping that I can, shed some light on that. And then there's like a level of understanding that comes but then there's also like, hey, as a people pleaser, we need to then now learn when to, I guess, quote unquote, people please and when not to, when it's like now affecting you. Okay, so people pleasing will have you coddling other people's insecurities. For instance, you and your friend chilling, somebody walks up to you and says like, "Oh, I really like, your shirt or your shoes or something like that." And you're just like, "Oh, cool, thank you. That's just bought it offline, nothing too special." And then now your friend who has, I guess, expensive shoes and expensive, shirt or whatever, and now they're looking at you like, "I thought they were talking to me. I got this shirt on, I got these shoes on. I mean, what?" Now, as a people pleaser, you're just like, "Oh, bro, like, it's cool. I mean, like I told you, I just bought these things off, offline. It's nothing." So yeah, boom. Now I have made the other person feel, I guess, quote unquote, okay. Made because of their own insecurities. And that's something that I'm stopping moving forward and calling it a double P, a personal problem. Because I have insecurities of my own that I'm working through, and I'm gonna need you to do the same. Boom. Another thing people pleasing will have you doing is lying to your loved ones, lying to your friends and family, in fear of them, judging you, seeing you differently. Your friends and family are some of the first people you come in contact with in life in general, right? These are the people that you grow with, you see through many, many celebrations, devastations, and the list goes on. At least for me, speaking for myself, say, down the line, I've grown into this different person than who I was before. As a people pleaser, I will try to now go back to the person that they know, leaving all my growth, all my hard work kind of like in the air, just so that there is no like questioning, like, "What's going on? Like, you changed, you're doing, a lot of different things, this and the other." Just so that there is like a level of normalcy, peace, there's no rocking the boat, you know what I mean? And that is not okay, because as humans, we grow. As life goes on, ideally you are growing. You are getting, learning new things, getting into new adventures and making new memories. It is evident that you're gonna grow. You know what I'm saying? Whether that be for the good or bad, but there's still growth there. I promise you, for the most part, your friends and family understand because they're growing too. People do change, and that is okay. Change is good. Changes can be scary, but change is good, man, for the most part. Next up, people pleasing will have you belittling your skills and who you are as a person altogether. Ooh. I know people pleasers around the world can relate on this, big time. because it is literally going to be the death of us, where some people please that I know are like really, really skilled in like art, dancing, even when it comes to just work, knowing knowledge, you know what I mean? And because they don't want to, or we don't want to, what, one, rock the boat, challenge anyone, make them feel bad about, I guess, not studying, or not being able to draw good, we belittle ourselves. We say, oh, it's just, it's nothing, knowing that it took us like 5 hours, 12 hours alone just to work on whatever it is, I don't even need to say it, but that's definitely not okay, because I feel like we are all in our own race to greatness, and it should be celebrated no matter what, especially when it comes to yourself. Aren't we our own biggest fans? Like, shouldn't we want to boost ourselves? Which will help us boost our confidence, which will help us move forward in the world. Like, I just, it, to me, that's something that I have struggled with for the longest, and kind of still am. For example, not to sound conceited, but people say, oh, oh, you look good, this and that. I'm all right. It ain't nothing. Yeah, I'm regular. That's another, I kept saying, I'm regular. Don't worry about it. Don't, yeah, no, don't do that. I'm regular. I stopped because I'm not regular. I am unique. I am beautiful. I am sexy. I am handsome. I'm gorgeous. Hey, positive affirmations make me feel great, baby. I hope you're doing the same to yourself. Yeah, no, we gotta, people pleasers, man. We have to do better. I know that I, like I said, I just touch the surface on this whole people pleasing thing, because it just goes much deeper than just this list of things that I even pointed out, because it is a true disease, I think, like, where if not managed right or well, can really be detrimental to one's life, and even put them depression, suicidal thoughts, stuff like that, just because what, I belittled myself just to make someone else feel better, just to make someone else look good, and now it's killing you inside. So yeah, been there, done that. Yeah, but people pleasers around the world, like, let me know, what are some things that you've noticed that you've done in the past and or now that you feel you need to change? And then what are some things that you are doing to make that change? Hit me in the inbox, hit me under a picture, something, hit me in the email. Let's talk. All right, guys, thank you for listening, and I'll catch you on the next one. Peace.